Sechet Bechoret, Perek Dalet, Mishnah Beis. Nolad lo mom betok santo. Mutter lekaimo, kos nei matzachayim. Somebody who gave a Bechor to a Kohen, and it got a mom within the first year. The Kohen's allowed to hold on to it until the 12 months are up from the time it was born, even though it already has a mom, and therefore he can shecht it right now, right away. He doesn't have to shecht it right away. Instead, he can wait until the first year is up. As we saw in the previous Mishnah, you're supposed to shecht the Bechor within the first year. La'achar shanso. Eino rashe l'kaimo ela ad shloshim yom. But if the Bechor did not get a mum until after the first year, that in such a case, he was not able to shecht it within the first year. As nowadays, a Bechor cannot be shechted until it has a mum. Therefore, he had no choice but to hold on to it even after a year until it got a mum. In such a case, after it has a mum, he cannot keep it more than 30 days. He has to shecht it within 30 days from the time it got a mum. And since the year already is up, even though he was forced to wait more than a year because it didn't yet have a mum, but now that the year is up, and now that it has a mum, he has to shecht it within 30 days. Masechet Bechoros, Perek Dalet, Mishnah Gimel, Asheichet HaBechor Umare Es Mumo. Rabbi Yehuda Mazda. Somebody who shechts the Bechor, and only after that he ascertains that it has a mum. As nowadays, the Beis HaMikdash is not around, so therefore, a Bechor cannot be shechted until it has a mum. And you're supposed to ascertain that it has a mum before you shecht it by showing it to a mumcha, an expert on mum, who will ascertain for you that it has a mum kavur, a permanent defect, which renders it unfit to be brought at the courtroom. But this person did not do that. He went ahead and shechted the Bechor, and only after he shechted it, he looked and saw that it had a mum kavur. Rabbi Yehuda is matir to eat this Bechor, even though what he did was incorrect. He shouldn't have shechted it before it had a mum. Now that he shechted it, and he went and checked to see that it had a mum, he's allowed to eat it. Rabbi Meir, Rabbi Meir said, since he went ahead and shechted it without showing the mum to a mumcha, an expert on mum, and before he shechted it, it's asur to eat the basar. Now, if the mum that it had was dukin shabai, and a slight defect in the eye. Now, even though this is a mum kavua, even Rabbi Yehuda would admit, if he didn't show the mum to a baki before shechita, he cannot eat the basar. The reason being is that a mum such as Dukin Shabayin can change its appearance after Misa. And after Misa, it might look like a mum kavua, but the truth was, before Misa, it would not have looked like a mum kavua. So therefore, maybe this mum that's Dukin Shabayin is not a mum kavua. So therefore, according to Rabbi Yehuda, if you didn't check it out with the mumcha before Shechita, you cannot eat the basar. The machlokes Rabbi Yehuda or Rabbi Meir is talking about a regular mum that's in the guf of the behema. That's where Rabbi Yehuda or Rabbi Meir are arguing. Rabbi Yehuda holds that since this type of mum looks the same before Shechita and after Shechita, since you checked it out after Shechita and it looks like a mum kavua, so definitely that mum kavua was there before Shechita also, and it's mutter to eat the basar. Well, Rabbi Meir holds, since there is a type of mum that changes its appearance after Misa, such as Dukin Shabayin, where geyser mum and Shabaguf atu Dukin Shabayin, the Rabbanim were geyser, that even by a mum Shabaguf, which does not change its appearance after Misa, if you didn't check it out with the mumcha before Misa, you cannot eat the basar, even though after Misa you checked it out and it looked like a mum kavua.